Good morning, everybody. This is Robert Lucero. I'm the Development Hearing Officer for the City of Albuquerque. I hereby call to order the June 11th, 2025 hearing of the DHO at 9:03 a.m. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or an audio conference. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we're recording only the audio of this hearing, not the video. Because it is audio only, it will be very important that you give your name each time before beginning your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we're currently hearing. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, who are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the merits of the hearing. A note for the applicants for plat approval: any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck and Mr. Jacob Boylan will route those documents through the DFT members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of the utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If the plat is approved with conditions, you will need to complete the conditions with each appropriate DFT member and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck and Mr. Boylan for the electronic signatures. Please note that the city engineer is the final person to sign a plat. Today, Jay Rodenbeck will be serving as our hearing monitor. And just to confirm, Ms. Rodenbeck, I understand there's no changes to the agenda. Is that correct?
This is Jay excuse me. This is Jay Rodenbeck. That's correct, Mr. Hino, sir.
Thank you, sir. In that case, since the agenda item is set for today, at this time, I would ask that any member of the public who would like to speak on a particular item, please let us know when that agenda item is called. When we get to the case time for public comment, if you are on Zoom, you may use the raise your hand feature, which can be found under the React tab at the bottom of your screen. Or if you're on video, you can just literally raise your hand like I'm doing now. If you're on audio, please press *9. That is, if you're calling in on the phone, please press *9 to raise your hand. If any participant causes a disruption, that participant will be removed from the hearing. If there are any technical issues, we will end the hearing and the hearing will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, I will read a brief statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer, the DHO. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. With that, we'll go ahead and begin with Agenda Item 1. Agenda Item 1 is PR 2025-020071, DHO WVR 2025-00017. It's a request for DHO waiver submitted by Public Service Company of New Mexico, agents Ken Maestas and Russell Brito, requesting the aforementioned action for all or a portion of the right-of-way located on the west side of Morris Street Northeast between Candelaria Road and Comanche Street. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, Russell Brito with PNM.
Thank you, Mr. Brito. Would you please state your mailing address for the record?
2401 Aztec Road, Northeast, 87107.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Please go ahead and present the project.
All right, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is a request for a waiver DHO from the IDO's undergrounding requirements. And I'll start with the decision criteria in 66P3B. PNM asserts that no significant public purpose would be served by requiring undergrounding because all the existing distribution lines and feeders are overhead. Requiring undergrounding would be pretty invasive and costly. We're trying to get these feeder lines out of the neighborhoods, out of people's backyards and side yards, to the public right of way, where they're more easily accessible by linemen and maintenance crews, so we can have improved reliability in the area. We want to make sure that we don't pass along any unnecessary costs to customers, as happens with most businesses. Also, as I mentioned, that the immediate and adjacent area are already served by overhead lines. On Morris Street, where we're asking for the waiver, and in the adjacent neighborhoods to the east and west and north and south. And the subsurface conditions, we want to avoid any conflicts with underground utilities that may be there already as much as possible. We want to minimize surface disturbance where some of the available planting strips or right of way is pretty narrow, and that could result in disruptions to sidewalks, curb, and gutter. Along Morris Street, the yellow lines you see on the map are existing overhead. You can see they come east-west, and then there's one that's north, that's the northern portion at Comanche Road. The areas that we're requesting the waiver for are these solid red lines closer to Candelaria and the solid red line closer to Comanche. Of note, because of the existing apartment buildings in the mid-block area of Morris Street, there are parking lots and drive aisles and curb cuts all through here. And the design engineers determined this area should be underground because we don't want poles there interfering with vehicular access and circulation. Might create an unsafe situation for those drivers. PNM is opting for technical reasons to go underground in this area. And it's going to be easier to underground there because on the other side of the curb cut is driveway and gravel parking. So that's relatively easy to install underground. On the north end, I mentioned towards Comanche, existing overhead in yellow, you see the green line is the existing overhead line that we want to move to Morris. So it's more easily accessible, don't have to go through people's side yards, and easier to maintain in a new location. And this is the view from Comanche. You can see there are existing poles and overhead lines looking south. And the new poles would be immediately adjacent to the existing ones. You can see in this view, going a little bit further south, there are also existing poles. And then the new poles would be parallel to those in the same location. on the south side, closer to Candelaria, this new stretch of line would connect to these two existing yellow lines to complete the circuit. And looking north, there are existing poles in the area. This project would add two new poles that would connect to the existing ones. This is one of those new poles I just pointed out, going a little further north. Here is where PNM proposes to put the distribution feeder underground. And because there's not landscaping or walls, it's going to be relatively more straightforward to install this section of the line underground. So the line would come from this pole, it would be risered down, odd term, but it's risered down underground. And then on the other side of the apartments towards Comanche, as I showed previously, it would be risered up to the new poles there. So in all, we're looking at five new poles on one side, three new poles on the other, and we are asking for this waiver as an ongoing metro-wide project to upgrade existing facilities and to improve accessibility for our linemen and maintenance crews so that can we have a more resilient electric grid. And I thank you for your time, and I'll stand for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Brito. I don't think I had any questions at this time. Let's go ahead and go to the public comment period and see if there's anyone who'd like to weigh in on this project. Again, for everyone in attendance, this is agenda item one, and it's a request for a waiver of the underground requirement along Morris Street between Candelaria and Comanche. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item one. Last call for public comment on agenda item one. Okay, Mr. Brito, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir? Thank you. Your mic is very soft. Could you speak again, sir?
Can you hear me?
It's very quiet. Jay, do you think that's good enough for the recording? I just want to make sure we have a good record.
This is Jay Rodenbach. David, could you try to speak a little bit louder? I can barely hear you too.
Yeah, I can switch my headset if I need to. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you
Okay.
better.
Okay.
That's better. Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. If you would please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objections to the proposed relocation of those. So.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Next up is hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chen. That takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, are you there, sir? Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Transportation has no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. That takes us to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering the code enforcement comments today? Let's see, I didn't
This
hear
is Jay
anybody.
Rodenbach. This is Jay Rodenbach. I can do it here.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Runbeck, please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir.
And regarding code, let me look up there. Let me see if we got anything in the in our comments folder. I don't believe we did, Mr. Hearing Officer. Just give me one second. Code enforcement has no comments.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Excuse me. Bear with me. I'm dealing with some allergies here. Next up is Parks and Recreation. Asana Alec, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and you swear or affirm to tell the truth.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to this request. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Alec. And last up is the planning comments. We'll be delivering those.
This is Anthony Montoya, sir.
Little Ms. Montoya, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
On behalf of planning, the applicant PNM has adequately justified the waiver per section 66P3B, and all public notice requirements were met according to table 6-1-1. We have no further comment.
Thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see I have your hand raised.
Yes, sir. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to add that the city engineer has no objection to this waiver request as well. And I want to share my screen, Mr. Hirnhauser, just to, so you're aware, if making a decision on this application and approving it, let me just show you the criteria for this particular waiver because it's a little bit different than all of our other waivers. And I'll just keep my screen shared here. It's 66P3B, and I believe it's going to be Anthony, it's number two, right? Distribution lines between 12 kilovolts and 40, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so Mr. Hainoster, this is the criteria here.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck.
I'll just leave it highlighted for you.
Appreciate that, sir. Mr. Brito, did you have any additional comments or responses to the DFT?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Russell Brito with PNM. I also wanted to point out in our notification to recognized neighborhood associations, we did receive correspondence from the Cielito Lindo Neighborhood Association that they had no opposition to this application. And other than that, we respectfully request your approval.
Thank you, Mr. Brito. Mr. Rodenbeck, did you have something else? I see your hand is raised. I wasn't sure if that was just from before.
This just from before, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay, no worries.
When I had my screen shared, I'm not quite sure how to
No
get to
problem.
it. Yeah, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you, everybody, for your testimony. Mr. Brito, thank you for the submittals and the presentation. Ready to rule on agenda item one, which is PR 2025-020071 DHO WVR 2025-00017. The request for DHO waiver is approved because the distribution lines are between 12 kilovolts and 40 kilovolts. And A, the immediate, oops, I'm sorry, I lost the screen share there. Let's see what happened.
Looks like somebody shared over me. I'm going to share my screen again, Mr. Hearing Officer here.
Thank you, Mr. Roman. There we go. Just again, the request for waiver is approved because the immediate or adjacent area is presently served by overhead lines, and subsurface conditions make underground lines economically unreasonable. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item one. All right. Well, Mr. Rodenbeck, do we need to stop and start the recording, or no big deal if we just let it run on my for my part, but
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yeah, here I can stop it and start it.